Thank you for listening to How It Ends. If you'd like to support the show, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/howitendsstudio. Our tiers start at $1, and all patrons receive early access, ad-free episodes, digital downloads, access to polls, and more. Physical rewards start at $6 and feature exclusive, patron-only merch and other perks. You can also visit us at howitendspodcast.com to shop in our merch store or to join our Discord server, where you can chat with us and other fans of the show. It's the only place you'll find exclusive whispers from Micah, Elia, Devin, and Amy. Please enjoy the show.
I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high-quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
For as long as I can remember, I've suffered from unnerving recurring dreams and night terrors. The How It Ends podcast is an exploration of daily life and the imprint it leaves on our memory and consciousness. This podcast is made by me, Micah Jones, with some help from my two closest friends, Elia Cabral and Devin Williams. I'm not sure where this journey will take me, so follow along as I try to uncover the meaning of my dreams and finally get some sleep. I'm releasing this in real time, so if you're just joining, please start from the beginning, and thank you for listening. Okay, so I feel like I haven't recorded myself like this in a long time. I'm used to just having one of our phones or Devin's USB mic around when we do stuff, but yeah, it's been a while since I've sat down alone to talk about, like, anything, really. So I feel like it should be said that our trip to New Jersey went way off plan. I knew showing up at Mark's house unannounced was a risky idea, but I didn't care when I thought it would be him opening the door. I was angry and I wanted answers, but, well, you know what happened. At first I thought Tim was just being difficult, but when he said that Mark was dead, it felt like my head split open. I mean, obviously from shock, but also it just made everything feel finite. Like a hard, jagged end to ever knowing what really happened the night my dad died. And no, I still haven't talked to my mom, but her voicemail made things more complicated because now I truly know Mark was up to something. You know, if she didn't ask him to call me, then something motivated him to try and convince me that it really was an accident. One of the most surprising things about this is that I really feel sorry for Tim. You know, he had a shady dad, obviously, but, you know, after things calmed down, Amy told me that Tim's mom died, like, a while back, so Mark was actually his only remaining family. And he's alone now, which kind of explains his reaction. In a way, I actually sort of relate. I'm sure he has friends to help him through it. I mean, I hope he does. if I didn't have Elia or Devin, I don't know what I'd do. And Amy, too. You know, she was there when I lost my dad, and now she's back. The more time we spend together, the more it feels like that the years of silence weren't even real. Like, jokes come easy. And, you know, watching Amy fall into step with this little trio of a family has been pretty great. I mean, even Elia has come around. You know, I think Elia might even like Amy a little bit better than she likes me, which is fine. You know, Amy's really charming and always complimenting her cooking, which, you know, Devin and I don't even bother to do anymore. Yeah, and I know that I'm the type to withdraw, but that's getting harder to do. More importantly, I find myself wanting to do it even less. So I guess that's good, right? Like, growth and all. For the most part, I've been sleeping better. I guess if you don't count sleepwalking, whatever that was. I mean, obviously I listened to what happened, but Elia said I kept repeating, it's in the trees, or it's on the trees, or something. And I don't remember the dream I was having, so I couldn't even explain it, even if I wanted to. I haven't been dreaming much at all, save for the one I told Devin about a few weeks ago. Until last night. My recurring dream came back. You know, the one that started this whole thing. And the last time I had that dream was before I went to meet with Officer Schrade, like back in April. It started off pretty much the same as it always does. I'm walking in the woods on a trail that feels like I've been there before, but I don't recognize anything. I can hear birds and water nearby, and it feels like a pretty simple hike. Like, I don't feel scared or worried. But then that feeling comes back. Someone's watching me. My chest tightens, and usually I try to turn around and see what's behind me, and just as I do, I wake up. And then I'm screaming, or I'm so disoriented that it takes a while for me to realize that I'm actually in my bed. But this time, I get that feeling like I'm being watched, and everything after that is different. I turn around to look, and I don't wake up. I actually caught a glimpse of something this time. Like, I was able to fully turn around before waking up, and I caught a glimpse of someone. It's probably spam, but... Hello?
Micah. It's Luke.
Seriously? Luke?
Yeah.
Where have you been?
I can't tell you. Listen, I don't have a lot of time, but I want to talk to you. So listen, I know I left suddenly and then left you that voicemail a while ago,
yeah,
but I had my reasons. I'll explain at some point, I promise, but I can't right now. I want to ask you, did you get that file I sent you?
Which one?
The one with me and Mark arguing.
Yeah, I did. Ugh, I knew it had to be you who sent it.
Good, I was just trying to keep Mark honest. He caught me recording, so I had to shut it off. He was really pissed, but I refused to delete it. And then I made him promise to talk to you. Has he talked to you?
Luke, no, he hasn't, but I have to tell you.
Did he tell you? I don't know everything. He knows things that I don't, and he refused to tell me. He said it was too dangerous. Did you get a hold of him?
Luke, no, we didn't. We all went. Me, Elia, Devin, and Amy. Actually, Luke, Amy's back. We all went to Mark's house on a day we knew he'd be home. You know, the idea was to catch him off guard because, you know, I figured if he didn't have time to, like, prep another story or lie, he would actually tell me the truth. But, you know...
Did he? What did he say? Mike, I told him I was going to send it to you as soon as I could. So he had a time limit on reaching out to you to tell you everything he knew.
Luke, Mark is dead. Did you know?
No, I had no idea.
Well, when we got there, Tim answered the door. You know, he was really upset that we just showed up. And I mean, I get it. You know, he just lost his dad. But, you know, we didn't know at first. He just kept saying that he wasn't there for us to talk to him. So we kind of pressed him. And he didn't tell us how he died. So either way, I mean, it feels a little sudden. But yeah. Luke, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Also, You know, I actually got another text with an audio file in it. It was the same day that we found out about Mark, actually. I listened to it, but, you know, it just seemed like noise. Like, it wasn't anybody talking or anything. Was it you? Did you send me that?
The only thing I sent you was the recording of me and Mark.
Oh, okay. I just figured that it was you.
Look, I gotta go.
Wait. Okay, Wow. Okay, I'm gonna play that file again. If Luke didn't send it to me, maybe I should listen to it. I'll play it on my computer. I might be able to figure out what it is if it's a little bit louder. Is that Mulder? Oh my God.
Hey, sorry I'm late. Traffic.
No, you're good.
Micah, are you feeling okay? You look kind of pale.
I'm all right.
We could have rescheduled if you weren't feeling well.
No, I'm not sick, I promise. I'm glad we made these plans. I need to talk to you.
Okay. Well, yeah, like I said, I've been wanting to talk to you about some other stuff that happened the day at Duke Island.
Yeah.
But it just seems like every time we get around to it...
You know, sorry to cut you off. Do you remember when someone broke into my house last year, the first time, like, you know, where they trashed my kitchen?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I remember listening to that episode when you aired it, but Micah, listen...
Right. So the cops asked me a ton of questions. You know, did I have a run-in with someone? Could I think of anyone who might do something like that to scare me? You know... Especially since nothing was stolen, you know, and I answered no to all of them.
Yeah, you said that.
Well, then there was the whole, you know, people banging on my windows thing and some, mm-hmm. Yeah. And do you remember that text I got when we were playing D&D a few weeks back? Like, you know, the one with the audio file. It's just noise.
Yeah, I thought you deleted that.
No, I didn't. Amy Luke called me last night.
Micah, why didn't you lead with that? Does Elliot know? Devin? What did he say?
Amy... But,
did you ask him about the argument with Mark? Does he know that Mark is dead? Did he have something to do with it?
No, Amy, listen to me, please.
It's so quiet in here.
Listen, about the audio file.
What about it?
Well, I asked Luke if he sent it to me, and he said that he didn't. He did say that he sent the one of him and Mark arguing. But I was curious, so I decided to listen to the other one again. I'm gonna play it for you.
Micah, is that?
I think so.
Is that a recording of the break-in?
It might be.
Well, were you recording before you went to bed? Did you forget to turn it off?
No, I know that I was definitely recording, but and I do remember turning it off. The voice memo app, I use that app Pizzizz to help me fall asleep every night, and you can't record and listen to the app at the same time.
Is that you breathing in the beginning?
I think so.
Micah, this is fucking terrifying.
I know.
Micah, what the hell were you thinking?
Wait, what?
I mean, why the hell did you bring me to the Hogshead instead of the Three Broomsticks?
I gotta be honest. Harry Potter references? I don't understand.
Do you not understand what this means?
I mean, it means that someone recorded themselves breaking into my house and sent it to me. Yeah, I follow that.
Ugh, seriously, Micah. Yes, it means that, but it also means that someone's fucking watching you. And that happened last year. I mean, why send it now? Bringing me here to this silent bar and playing that file was stupid. That person could be here right now.
Fuck, I didn't think about that. I just figured it out, like, just, like, you know, a half hour ago.
Put that stuff away. All right, let's talk about something else. You know, next time when you have a fucking revelation like that, can you please just tell me to come to your apartment so we can have a bit of privacy? Or, you know, one day you can make the trek up to mine.
Well, privacy? Like someone sneaking into my apartment to record us talking about someone sneaking in and trashing my house?
You know what I mean. Plus, you have a whole fucking security system now.
Well, fuck all that it's done anyway, clearly.
Seriously, let's talk about something else.
Okay, well, weren't you saying that you, like, wanted to tell me something?
Can I get you anything?
No, I'm good.
Me too, I guess. Thanks. You don't want to order a drink?
No. Hey, where's Elia and Devin tonight? Maybe we can meet up with them.
Well, Devin went to Wyoming.
Wait, he actually went?
Yeah, he's there now. You know, he had some, like, airline points to burn, and he wanted to meet the person running the hotel. Like, I guess he thought, you know, talking to her directly would prove that he was not the person there, and he figured he would check out the area. You know, I think the whole getting packages with random stuff in it is getting, you know, really weird for him.
And Elia?
Well, she had class tonight.
Oh, right. She's taking that business course.
Yeah.
Yeah, what time's she out?
Like an hour, maybe?
I'm going to text her and see if she wants to hang out afterward. Maybe we can just head to her place with beers and some food.
Okay.
All right, let's go.
Well, I mean, I guess she could always just come by my house, too. We could just go there.
No, you know, I thought about it, and you're right. I'm all set with your apartment right now. Well, you said it.
Well, what do you want to do until then?
Where's the closest sporting goods store?
What?
I'm buying you a baseball bat.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.